I timed my visit to Hyderabad specifically so that I could participate in Lord Nityananda's appearance festival with all of you. And because that was on a weekday, not all of you were able to come. I see more faces in the audience than I did that day. So I'd like to speak something about Lord Nityananda. And considering there are probably some very new people, I'd like this discussion to be especially for the new people who don't know who is Lord Nityananda. When Srila Prabhupada began the Hare Krishna movement, it was in America, because his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, had requested Srila Prabhupada to go to the West, to the English-speaking parts of the world, and to deliver the message of Lord Chaitanya. Now, in the English-speaking parts of the world knew nothing about Krishna, what to speak of Lord Chaitanya. And here in India, people will say, many people will say, I know all about Krishna. We offer them some literature. And they go, you know, I know all about Krishna. But they don't know all about Lord Chaitanya. So what to speak in the West, where they didn't know anything about Krishna or Lord Chaitanya? And the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are all about Krishna. And even specifically, the love of Krishna that exists in Vrindavan. And even specifically, the love of Krishna in Vrindavan that's in its most exalted state is the love for Krishna exhibited by the gopis. And amongst all the gopis, the love of Srimati Radharani. Of course, that's not what Lord Chaitanya put forward before the general public. But that was his message, Braja Prem. And as inculcated in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So within the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, the disclosure is there about Krishna. But how to present that to the English-speaking audience? What did Prabhupada do to do that? He engaged us all in chanting Hare Krishna, because that was one of the purposes for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, was to establish the Yuga Dharma. How can we speak about Lord Nityananda separate from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Answer, you can't. They're inseparable. Just as we heard Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita discussing with his brother, or admonishing his brother, how can you accept Lord Chaitanya, because his brother was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, but he didn't accept Lord Nityananda in the same way. He said, your logic is like the logic of half a hen. What's the logic of half a hen? Kuti nyaya. The part of the hen that lays the egg is very nice. The part of the hen that eats, that costs. It's not nice. So we'll cut the hen in half. We'll take just the part that lays the egg, and not take the part that eats. That's not a hand doesn't have those, the hand will not live if you cut the hand in two parts. And similarly, these two, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they're like one entity in two different bodies, or one soul in two different bodies. They're one. Because Lord Nityananda is the direct expansion of Lord Chaitanya, as Balaram is the direct expansion of Krishna. So, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which was the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta to Srila Prabhupada, take this teaching. He presented it in the form of the chanting of the holy name, which was the Yuga Dharma. In each of the four yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, and Kali Yuga, there are principal means of achieving spiritual perfection. So the process of meditation, the process of yajna, the process of deity worship in the three prior yugas, most effective means for achieving perfection. And for this age, means for achieving perfection is best accomplished through the chanting of the holy name. That's the scriptural teaching, and that's the practical experience also of those who take up various processes of spiritual elevation. Chanting of the holy name is most effective. So that's what Prabhupada gave, the chanting of the holy name. But the process of Shravanam Kirtanam, or the Bhagavat Marg, in course of time, through purification, it leads to worship, or the Pancharatrika Marg, the process of worship, or Upasana, or Archana. So what was the... How was Prabhupada going to introduce worship to his English-speaking audience that knew nothing? And his system was, he established altars in our temples and then in turn in people's homes, where he called it Guru Garanga altar, or a picture of Pancha Tattva and Srila Prabhupada, and next to him Bhaktisiddhanta, Guru and Paramaguru. And Pancha Tattva, in fact, very actively, Prabhupada was asking amongst his disciples, who knows how to paint? And if anyone had the slightest hint or trace of an idea how to paint, he had them engaged in painting. Because he wanted, like we have in this hall, he wanted paintings, a cultural presentation of the teaching of Krishna consciousness to be visible, because many, as the saying goes, a painting speaks 1,000 words. You've heard that? So by seeing, there's Radha and Krishna and the Ashtasakis, and their mood of love is very clear. It's very, very beautifully portrayed in this painting. So we can describe the love of the gopis for Krishna, but there it is in a beautiful painting. Or Krishna's beautiful boat lila and Manasi Ganga. And one can hear the beautiful lila, but you can see the happiness of the gopis serving Krishna, and so on. So he engaged artists that had even the slightest art ability or even wanted to learn how to paint. He immediately engaged them. And one of the primary paintings that was made was the Pancha Tattva painting. Maybe you've seen pictures of some of them. The original ones were very crude. One of the artists described that the third painting that they were given, they had never had a brush in their hand before. Prabhupada said, paint. So they started painting. And the third painting that they were assigned to do, the first one was Pancha Tattva, and then Radha and Krishna. The third one was Narada Muni. So, to attract people to Narada Muni, they made him very muscular. Like a weightlifter, you know. Very handsome. And then they showed the painting to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada shook his head like this. He said, he's not a meat eater. But Prabhupada, I wanted to attract people to Bernarda Muni because he's... said his arms are slender, very elegant, very beautiful. So in this way, the artists learned how to paint. Here's another little detail. At some point, that same artist asked Prabhupada, is it okay if they go take some art lessons? Because they never knew how to paint before Prabhupada asked them to paint. Very interesting answer. Prabhupada said, that's not necessary. Lord Brahma designed this body in such a way that if you take up any activity and perform that activity with devotion, then Krishna will give you the ability. No need to go to art school. And, you know, those very same artists that painted these fantastically beautiful paintings never went to art school. Like our children, our devotee children that sit in class and are wide awake, enjoying the class. One of the, you're a good example. Makes, you know, sit with a coloring drawing book and make nice paintings and pictures of Gornatai. Radha and Krishna. Govardhan, that was one of them you made, right? Govardhan Shila? You made a nice drawing of Govardhan Shila? You're really tired, huh? Okay. So, by the time they finish Gurukul or finish their childhood in Krishna consciousness, they're like really good artists. One of the children that was in Gurukul showed me some of their drawings. I said, wow, these are really good. Are you planning to, like, you know, prepare to enter an art contest or something? He said, no. I said, where'd you learn? I just went to Gurukul every day, sitting in class, making drawings. And so by practice makes perfect, in other words, in, especially in devotion. So Guru Garanga altars. We didn't have deities. This is to an audience, remember, they don't know anything about Krishna. They don't know anything about Bhagavad Gita. And where do we start? We start with Panchatattva. Why? If you were a world acharya, how would you do it? Well, Prabhupada chose Panchatattva because they're most merciful. Parama Karuna, the supremely merciful, Pahudvijana, Nitai Gorachandra, because they're so merciful. So here's Western people that don't know anything about anything engaging in worship. And if you, when you engage in worship, if you make offenses, there's reaction to offenses. But Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, he doesn't accept offenses. Prabhupada expressed like that. They don't accept offenses. They take no offense. Even if you, you know, foolish people that don't know what they're doing, they take no offense. They simply accept the devotion. Just like Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, for the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we precede the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra with the chanting of the Panchatattva mantra. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. By so doing, offenses are removed. by chanting that Panchatattva mantra. So Prabhupada was, he wanted to get his audience, his mission, the order was to give the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is the revealer of Krishna and gives entrance into Vrindavan and the intimate association of Krishna in Vrindavan. And he's most merciful. And that worship of Panchatattva was to assist us in the chanting of Hare Krishna. Just like the Panchatattva mantra was to assist us in chanting Hare Krishna without offense. To assist us. And also to receive the teachings of Lord Chaitanya most effectively by that worship. They're so merciful. Here's another historical detail. There was a time when the preaching in India, the message of Lord Chaitanya was being carried by the Western European American devotees. Now it's being carried on by the local Indian devotees, very wonderfully. But at a time that was not widespread. So, in a very bold, courageous way, a few devotees got this bright idea that they would get Mercedes buses in Germany, because we had very little money to get a Mercedes bus. It was like, wow. So they got Mercedes buses so they would last a long time. And they drove them all the way from Germany through the Middle East into India so that they could have Mercedes buses and travel all around India and have festivals where they could set up pandal tents and distribute Prabhupada's books and so on. And they were having fantastic success, which they gave the reports to Prabhupada, and he was very pleased. And one of the things that Prabhupada said in relation to that service is, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. Gaur Nitai are very merciful. If you like, you can have Gaur Nitai deities. Put them on the table along with the books, and if people want to take Gaur Nitai, these are people that don't even know, they can take Gaur Nitai and worship them. They're very merciful. Amazing, huh? So, access to Krishna through his holy name, access to Krishna through the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and the Bhaktivedanta purports, and access to Krishna through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Gaur Nitai and Lord Nityananda. I'm giving examples of how Prabhupada was going to introduce strategies that he presented, how the intimate understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the basis of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, could be approached by people in the West who knew nothing about nothing, and in India who think they know something about everything, or everything about something. I know all about Krishna. I've heard it many times. No. I know all about Krishna. So, from that introduction, what's the purpose, or what's the fruit of that kind of introduction? It's that not just that one gets purification, but not just some knowledge, but the increasing of faith in the goal, that's Krishna, and the means to reach the goal, the process of chanting the holy name and the process of devotional service unto Krishna. I wanted to spend a little time with some verses from a song that was sung by or written by Bhaktivinod Thakur, glorifying Lord Nityananda particularly and describing a strategy that Lord Chaitanya made. The strategy that Lord Chaitanya made was that people could awaken their love of God by chanting the holy name. But to receive the holy name, they had to pay a price. So the way I'll, first I'll just summarize what the song says, and then I'll read the verses of the song. Lord Chaitanya called Lord Nityananda. I have entered this world with the purpose of delivering a certain commodity. He puts it deliberately in language like an enterprise, like a business. So I'm going to give you a franchise. Those of you that know about business know what that term means. I own the company, and you get a franchise, Lord Chaitanya to Lord Nityananda. And you can open the franchise, but you have to have certain standards. Otherwise, you can't get a franchise. You have to meet the standards. And the standards is you have to ask a fair price for the merchandise. The merchandise is love of God. And the chanting of the holy name. So the price that you must ask from everybody is faith. And if they pay the price, even a little bit of faith, give them the merchandise. The pure holy name, just with a little faith. And when they have that holy name, they paid the price, then their awakening of love of God will follow. So Prabhupada was wanting to awaken our faith in the holy name, engage us in chanting, which anybody can do, but then with some faith, some understanding of what is this holy name. One of the offenses to be avoided in the manner of chanting the holy name is to describe the glories of the holy name to the faithless. It's one of the offenses against the holy name. So Prabhupada didn't describe the glories of the holy name to the faithless, but he awakened faith. And the agent for that, best agent for that, is Lord Nityananda. Just like in the Jaghai Madhai Leela, many of you know Jaghai and Madhai Leela in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. There were two elevated brahmanas by birth, but by influence of the age of Kali, they became weakened in their brahminical standard to the point for more and more and more they became very bad, wicked, abominable persons. The description is that unlimited sinful activities were performed by these two brothers, Jaghai and Madhai. Unlimited, most sinful persons on the face of the earth. Although by birth they were elevated. And so Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they were engaged by Lord Chaitanya in giving the holy name to others. So Lord Chaitanya's inspiration, Lord Nityananda's inspiration was, if these two can be delivered, everyone in the whole world will know the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Let's go deliver them. And the interest was to bring glory to Lord Chaitanya so people would know. Just like what happened, what Srila Prabhupada's very similar strategy, go to the West, which was the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and by having the Western European American, as Prabhupada said, boys and girls, who were from wealthy families with good education and so forth and so on, when they became devotees and then they came to India and they were singing and dancing and chanting and practicing bhakti, the people of India started paying attention to the message. Prabhupada used this comparison of his American disciples, European American disciples, were like white elephants. When you see an elephant coming along the road, everybody pays attention. What to speak of a white elephant? What to speak of a whole band of white elephants? Whoa, look at that. So Prabhupada took his white elephants all over India, and had big pandal programs where the devotees were playing kirtan and speaking the message along with Srila Prabhupada and distributing his books. And part of the big festival is he called it his world Sankirtan party. Anyway, so that was Srila Prabhupada's strategy. And so Lord Nityananda wanted also that Jagai and Madhai should be delivered. And by delivering Jagai and Madhai, people would see, wow, this Lord Chaitanya. Because Jagai and Madhai, when they were moving around Navadvip, they were always in a drunken state and they would hit each other and hit other people and throw things at people and curse and swear and carry on and terrible, despicable behavior. That they would become gentle and relieved of their horrible behaviors and activities. Amazing. So he wanted to deliver them. And they not only rejected the deliverance, one of them threw a clay pot and full force hit Nityananda on the side of the head, broke the pot and cut his head. And what did Lord Nityananda do? The most merciful Lord Nityananda said, never mind. Please, I implore you, chant the holy name. They could understand from his response. He wasn't afraid of them. He just wanted their well-being. He was a true saintly person. When Lord Chaitanya heard that Lord Nityananda has been hurt, he came at once with his arm raised and his Sudarshan Chakra ready to finish Jagai Madhai. And Lord Nityananda held his arm. No, please don't. Not in this incarnation. You've come to deliver the fallen, not to kill them. Please deliver them. Please deliver them. I can't deliver them. They've offended you. So of the two brothers, the one that had not thrown the clay pot, Madhai understood, whoa, this is Lord Chaitanya. He fell at his feet and pleaded, please forgive me for all of my offenses and please forgive my brother too. I will not forgive your brother unless he falls at Lord Nityananda's feet and receives his forgiveness. Something very similar to the Sudarshan Chakra pursuing Durvas Muni. No way is Lord Vishnu going to forgive Durvas Muni without the forgiveness of Ambarish. Jagai fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda. Please forgive me, please forgive me. You're forgiven. Just like that. Please chant the holy name. Just chant the holy name. At once he was forgiven by Lord Chaitanya, and the two brothers became wonderful devotees. Lord Chaitanya spoke to all the devotees and said, never look upon these two in terms of their past activity. Never regard them in terms of their past activity. They are devotees. They are Vaishnavas. Regard them as Vaishnavas. It will be big offense if you look upon their past activity in that way. And then he turned to the two brothers and said, never perform those same activities you did in the past. Always chant the holy name and try to serve the devotees of the Lord. This is my instruction. So they asked, please give us some service. So Lord Chaitanya gave them some service. You can make a ghat. So in Navadvip, there's Jagai and Madhai ghat. Today, Jagai and Madhai ghat. So they not only made the ghat so people can bathe in the Ganges, they stood at the top, one on either side, like giant Vijay. Jagai and Madhai. Not guarding the ghat, but with folded palms asking for forgiveness. They were already forgiven. But to all, every Vaishnava that came, please forgive us for our offenses, for our abominable behavior. The Vaishnavas are naturally giving their blessings. They became great devotees. And Lord Nityananda was very happy. Now the whole world will understand how glorious is Lord Chaitanya. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya was having a discussion with Lord Nityananda, saying, "It's by your mercy they have been delivered." And Lord Nityananda was disagreeing with him. Not me, it's you. You delivered them. He said, well, by your mercy, you've approached them, and by your mercy, they've come to their senses. But I don't have that power. You have that power. I just went and got my head bashed. You delivered them. You are the most merciful. And they were disagreeing. No, you're the most merciful. This is the mood of the devotee of Lord Nityananda also. The devotee of Lord Nityananda simply wants to assist Lord Nityananda in approaching the jaghais and mudhais of the world, the conditioned souls of, they're small jaghais and mudhais of this world, to please take the holy name of the Lord. So here's the song. It's called Boro Sukhir Kabor Gai. And that's the refrain at the beginning. Boro Sukhir Kabor Bhai. Kabor Gai. I am singing news of the greatest happiness at a place known as Surabhi Kunj in Srinavadweep, the marketplace of the holy name, Namahata. Namahata. Marketplace of the holy name. And he follows that metaphor throughout the whole song. Marketplace. The marketplace of the holy name has now been opened, and Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. Koda is the word in Bengali. Koda means owner and manager. He's got a franchise. He's the Koda in the Namahata, in the marketplace. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is selling the pure holy name at a wholesale price. It's right in the translation. Let's see what the word for wholesale is. Anyway. Bikai. Hatete Bikai. The price that he's selling for is the wholesale price in that marketplace. Merely for the price of one's faith. Shraddha Mulye. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the name, Lord Nityananda first examines each of them to test their qualifications. Then he sells them the name by bargaining for his price accordingly. This is nice instruction also for a devotee, a preacher, a representative of Lord Chaitanya's mission. When we're interacting with the public, those that are not familiar with Lord Chaitanya or the process of bhakti, they may even have some kind of, you know, hodgepodge or not so clear understanding of worship of Krishna. So it's important that you examine what their faith is. Narada Muni did the same. It's just a principle. When Narada Muni was told about the 10,000 sons of Daksha, the Hariashvas, he went to the place where they were performing austerities. very special place that's known for those that want to attain spiritual asset. They go to that place. Narayana Savas is the name of the place. And they, so he didn't right away begin, you know, engaging them. He first examined them. Anyway, it's important for us to, you know your audience, know the person who you're addressing so that you can address them according to their capacity. And different persons, you address in a different way because their capacity is different, more or less or different. So that's what Lord Nityananda did. But he still had to ask a price because that's what the franchise agreement says. And the price is some faith. Oh, my dear friends, Lord Nityananda speaking, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, then just come along with me. Oh, this is Bhakti Vinod saying, for I am now going to meet with this Nityananda Mahajan. We're just hearing a lecture where Prabhupada was saying, this Mahajan has its term, respectful term, in Varnashram culture. A learned Brahmana is called a Pandit or Vipra. It's the title of address of appreciation. And a king may be addressed as Maharaj, and a Vaishya, very munificent Vaishya or a banker, has this honorific term, Mahajan. I can't remember what he said was the Vaishya term. Some title of, some address of honor. So but this isn't an address of honor of, he's taking up the Vaishya role of the Mahajan that's very mercifully giving a wonderful product in the marketplace. But it's another kind of Mahajan, as in the great soul, Mahajana. Thus you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will take my due commission, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing, because I brought the customer to the franchise. So I get a commission. We get some benefit just by engaging people in the chanting of the holy name. There's spiritual benefit to be derived if you go in Harinam Sankirtan and induce people, encourage people to chant. Or don't have to go in Harinam Sankirtan, just go in your neighborhood. Just go next door and tell your neighbor. Engage them in taking Bhagavad Gita and chanting the holy name. You get a commission. And in this way, all three of us will fulfill our desires. Please come with me. So Lord Nityananda will be happy, you'll be happy, and I'll get a commission. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is so extraordinarily merciful, accepting only one's faith in the holy name. Then he bestows the topmost divine bliss. When Nittai sees a tear welling in someone's eye upon chanting the name of Gora, he instantly gives his support to that person. Wow. So they've gone to the marketplace, they bargained with Lord Nityananda, they've given some faith, he's given the pure holy name, and now there is some tear in their eye. So it doesn't end, it's just not like the business relationship, you buy something and see you later. It's an ongoing relationship with Lord Nityananda. He gives his support when there's some movement of the heart. A continuing relationship with this franchise owner, the deliverer of the pure holy name. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulence. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Sri Krishna. while displaying all this inconceivable mercy, he pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. Now, dear friends, please reject all of Maya's entangling snares. If you are a householder, then just remain at your home. If you are renounced, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will trouble you. We will no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel, for the most merciful Lord Nityananda gives the holy name to anyone and everyone, even to the lowest among men. Final verse. Bhaktivinod loudly calls out and proclaims to all. Prabhupada has set this in capital letters. Other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no shelter. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, it's Prabhupada's creation. Prior to Srila Prabhupada, there was the Gaudiya Math. And the Gaudiya Math in principle is a manifestation of what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur called Vaishnava Vishvaraja Sabha. Long term, that even as a teenager, he coined that phrase, indicating it's like a river, continuously flows. Sometimes, Bhaktisiddhanta described, that river may go underground and not be visible, but it's still there. And after some time, it may come to the surface again. So that continual stream, Vaishnava Vishva Raja Sabha, is the association of devotees, is brought out or made onto the surface again by the presence of other Vaishnavas that go about here and there and carry out the message, carry forward to the world the message of devotion from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam as Lord Chaitanya gave it. And thus, that's what the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is. And it spread so rapidly during Srila Prabhupada's time and continuing now in India, still very strongly spreading, even in Prabhupada's physical absence. And then the strength of doing that is the same principles that Prabhupada gave in the initial period of chanting the holy name, engaging the devotees and, of course, taking prasadam, and getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda so that they could enter into the deeper meaning, the real meaning of Krishna Bhakti. So we're followers of that mercy. We're recipients of that mercy. And the appearance day or it's very important to honor Lord Nityananda. Try to understand who is Lord Nityananda. And just taking this final phrase, stanza from this song, Bhaktivinod Thakur declares very loudly. Bhaktivinod loudly calls out and proclaims to all, other than the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there's no shelter. Through the shelter of Lord Nityananda, we get the shelter of Lord Chaitanya, as with Jagai and Madhai. We get the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And by getting the shelter of Lord Chaitanya, we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, and with the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the association of Krishna. That's our teaching. That's our system. So if we want to return to our original position in the spiritual world, if we want to go back to Godhead, we should eagerly seek out the mercy of Lord Nityananda, try to understand him and his service to Lord Chaitanya. He's the original spiritual master. Prabhupada writes in, or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in Nectar of, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all spiritual masters, all those who are representing Krishna in disciplic succession, they're representatives of Lord Nityananda, or expansions of that potency, that delivering potency, is from Lord Nityananda. It's a special opportunity on his appearance day to make nice progress in our spiritual lives, honoring Lord Nityananda, taking shelter, and chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Nityananda Rama ki. Gaur Premanandi Haribo.